This is Live Well Talk on the Healthy Living Clinic. I'm Dr. Dustin Arnold, Chief Medical Officer at Unity Point Health St. Luke's Hospital. Joining me today is Nicole Lucas, a dietitian at the Healthy Living Clinic, to share about the services offered at the clinic, what the clinic is, and how they help patients live their healthiest lives possible. And joining me also is Julie Gasway, a patient at the Healthy Living Clinic, to share how the clinic helped her reach her goals. Nicole, Julie, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
It's nice to have you here. It's nice to see Julie again. I mean, the name implies it's you're encouraging healthy living. I think what, you know, most people can imagine what happens. But I really want to get into some of the details about the clinic and some practical advice and strategies to be healthier. You know, I think as people get older, they start to reflect upon the whole, like Steve Jobs on his deathbed. He said, look, I have all the money in the world, but I don't have my health right now.
Absolutely. You know? Quality of life is huge.
Yeah. So remind me, what is going on at the Healthy Living Clinic?
Yeah.
What is it?
Yeah, so at the Healthy Living Clinic, we have a couple different programs that kind of are our main features. Our two main programs are our New You program and our New Directions program. So in New You, that's a meal replacement-based program. That's actually what Julie went through. Both of our programs are 20 weeks long, and we really just want to give people the skills, tools, and the strategies, not only for that effective weight loss, but that long-term weight management. We know a lot of people, you know, they diet, lose some weight, but keeping it off is really where a lot of people struggle. New Directions, we use completely grocery-based, but both the programs really just help people get to the point where they can learn to manage on their own. Something special with our clinic, we do have Dr. Rao, our endocrinologist. We have a nurse practitioner. We have myself as the dietitian, and we have Kelsey Adam as our health coach. So we're available to people at all times throughout that program.
What the majority of the patients that you have, what are they referred to you on their own, or are they sent there by other physicians?
Yeah, that's a great question. So a lot of our patients come from referrals from their doctor, but a lot of people can self-refer themselves as well if they're just, you know, looking for some healthy living, some weight loss programs, and a lot of people find us on Google. So.
Or Bing.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. You're on both?
Yes. Okay. Correct.
DuckDuckGo?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I just learned about that, actually.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Julie, what led you to go to the Union Point Healthy Living Clinic?
I had been talking with one of my physicians about trying to get healthier, and I'd tried other things in the past and was not successful losing weight. And I want to live a long life and take care of my kids and grandkids for many, many more years. And so trying to get healthy was something that I wanted to prioritize. And Dr. Pavanti did recommend this program. And so she said, I want you to try it. She knew that I was going to retire. And I said, I'll do it after I retire. And she said, no. You're going to do it now because I want you to have fun when you retire. So let's get on it. And so she was the one that taught me or told me about it. And then I got a referral from her and met with Dr. Rao and talked about the program with her and got started.
What have you learned? I mean, I know you have a medical background and understand basics of healthy living. But what did you learn that surprised you? You're like, I didn't know that.
Yeah. I learned a lot of things about myself as a why do I eat at different times in the day and what are my choices. And I learned better choices. I also learned more about calories and protein and just making sure that you have the right amount of protein in your diet and fiber and things like that. And that's one of the great things about the program is she said 20 weeks, so there's a different unit every week that you learn about things. In the first week or so, it was just learning about how to use the product because I did do the protein shake program, and they do provide a cookbook with it, so you use the protein to make different things. But I learned about how to eat healthy, how to limit the number of calories that you eat, previous programs, they have said you can eat whatever you want as long as you eat these things. Well, that's not true for me. With my age and height, I can have about 1,300 calories a day, which was, it was like, in a way, it was kind of overwhelming to find out that it was that little amount. But also, if they told me, if you do this, you'll be successful. And I was very afraid about not succeeding. So I was happy that when I followed the guidance that I was able to lose weight.
I think I can remember my mom participating in Weight Watchers in mid 70s, 74, 75. And we never touched her Weight Watcher food because it was just blah, you know, nobody liked it. But losing weight's been a issue for people for a long time, really. Mm-hmm. You know, I think, and it's gotten worse. We talk about epidemics, mm-hmm. and high fructose, you know, syrup, and mm-hmm. We could do another podcast on the amount of chemicals we're exposed to every day. Mm-hmm. Nicole, in your experience, mm-hmm. what degree of weight loss are we talking here?
Oh, so we have a wide range. So it kind of depends where people start. How much weight do they have to lose? They come into us because they have already been trying weight loss on their own and they just need help with that last 10, 15 pounds. Or are they kind of way past that kind of healthy BMI, even past that overweight BMI? Do they have 50, 70, even 100 pounds to lose? The greatest weight I've seen is, I think, a 60 to 70 pound drop during the 20-week program. And that's been in my time. But a recent patient that we just featured on our Facebook page, he's lost over 100 pounds.
Wow.
Through his time in NewU in our Next Steps program.
That's a
It's
person.
Been amazing to watch him change throughout the year.
Yeah, that is mm-hmm. fascinating.
Yeah.
Julie, you said about understanding calories, which I don't think a lot of people do, mm-hmm. Even physicians. I think people underestimate how much calories they consume in beverages, mm-hmm. you know, a lot. What has been the most difficult part of the program for you?
I would say probably getting through the day is not difficult as far as managing calories and what I'm eating. But in the evening, when you want to sit on the couch and watch TV, it's very tempting to go back in the kitchen and get some more snacks. And then my husband, he's super tall and he can eat more calories in a day. And so sometimes my choice is, do I want to eat during the day or do I want to hold off and have those calories at night with him because it's fun and that's when we're together and watching Netflix. So I think that's a challenge that you just deal with every day. I think holidays and vacations are also a challenge because there's just a lot of fun foods that you want to eat and share with your family. But you just have to get back on the horse on Monday and start back in again.
A friend of mine who's an ER physician, I remember he posted one time on social media and he equated falling off your diet for a day. You know, people are like, well, I fell off, so I'll just go back to my old eating habits.
Yeah.
And he said, if you drop your cell phone, do you jump up and down on it or do you pick it up? Mm-hmm. You know, and I thought that was a great analogy because I think we've all done that.
Yeah.
Or waited till New Year's resolutions,
yep.
To accomplish something or some special date.
There's never a perfect time.
No, I totally agree with mm-hmm. you there, yep. Nicole. Now we've talked about weight loss. What are there other benefits to the clinic that or expertise mm-hmm. that you provide?
Yeah, absolutely. So people come to us for a variety of different reasons, whether they're trying to manage their diabetes. They've been told they have pre-diabetes and they're scared about being diagnosed with diabetes. So they know that diet can help. So they're here. What can I do? How can I prevent this from developing? My favorite reason that I've heard recently is she wants to become a better actor. She's planning on retiring soon and she knows her body can't do what she wants it to do at the size she's at. So she's trying to get healthier so she can have fun doing that. we talk a lot about people's why. At their first class, we have them write down on a colored piece of paper, why are you here? Why did you sign up? We see a lot of different reasons. Usually it's to be healthier, to be around to see my grandkids. We know weight loss has a lot of other benefits outside of just the number on the scale.
And what surprised me as a physician, mm-hmm. how there's an internal thermostat for all patients. So you could weigh 400 pounds mm-hmm. and lose 75 of it, and you're off your diabetic medications. There's just like this certain line that the body's mm-hmm. like, we crossed it, we can't. Where someone else could proportionally lose the same amount of weight and still be on their medications. Right. It's just different for mm-hmm. each person. So, I mean, even 20% weight loss, 10% mm-hmm. can contribute significantly to healthy living. I mean, do you encourage like moderation for like alcohol and cigarettes? Yeah, is that in the program as well?
During our 20-week program, we kind of ask people stick to the structure, that they follow the program. But definitely, especially towards the end of the program, we talk about we're not going to say no to cake and ice cream and fun events and maybe having a drink with some friends all the time. How do we learn to manage that in a healthy way? Now, are we going to go out with every single night and have a drink with friends? Probably not. But how do you fit that in, on a weekend or during a holiday, a special event?
It's easier to avoid as you get older because the hangover lasts longer. That kind of motivates some of us. What is the strategy to maintaining it? Is it teaching the skills that Julie mentioned?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of the skills that you use to lose the weight, you can use those to maintain that weight loss as well. So when the program is over, we offer next steps, which is kind of our support program. So we have a group option and individual options. In the group class, we talk about a variety of different health topics. And then the individual, we can really tailor it to their individual needs, where they're at, coming up with a meal plan, coming up with an exercise plan. Exercise is a really big factor in keeping the weight off. Even if it's not the traditional exercise, walking, doing laundry, moving throughout the day, that will really help with kind of that calorie deficit.
Okay. Yeah, I think people don't start exercise programs sometimes because they think it has to be a CrossFit.
Mm-hmm.
And, that's just not everyone's cut out for that.
Right.
And it can be just moderate walking, I always encourage patients that, like, you go to Target, park out by the Blair's Ferry Road at the northeast side, walk in. If it's nice out, don't try to compete for the closest parking spot.
Right, absolutely.
But those are small things I think patients can do.
Small things add up.
Julie, I've asked you what you learned, but what can you tell about, what advice could you give someone else about the program, about healthy living?
I would say that prioritizing your health should be really important. And to give yourself that gift of time to exercise, time to go to the program. It's really individualized, and I like that, but there's also group support. I think we live in a society where there's just so much that we have to do, especially healthcare providers. They have big jobs, and they do so much for everybody else, but they need to also do something for themselves, which is put their health first. And I would just say when you're starting the program, just be patient with yourself. Dr. Rao said, you don't have to do it perfect. Just do the best you can. That's also hard for people because so many people I know are very perfectionistic, and I probably am one of those people. But if you can just take an hour at a time or a half a day or a full day and just be patient, just getting through that initial first, I would say the first week is the hardest, but it's completely worth it. And just keep telling yourself, you can do it. You can do it. And then reach out to the staff there because they respond to phone calls, emails. It's a very engaging team, and they'll help you.
Well, I guess we probably should mention that. So there's support outside of the class.
Correct.
When you're in the program.
So when... like in the NewU program, they come for class every week for 20 weeks. before class every week. We have a quick check-in with them, but that's not the only time we're talking to them. We're emailing them. We're checking their food logs. They're available to call us at any time. We want to make sure that they have that support throughout that week. We know sometimes 5 minutes one day a week isn't enough to give them that support that they really need to get all their questions answered, especially the first few weeks adjusting to the program.
Well, and, you know, we just eat for the, because it's breakfast, lunch, and supper, you know, three times a day. Our whole life is organized around eating, because you do need to eat to live, but you shouldn't live to eat. That's the phrase, right? Yeah. And I can remember being in medical school, and I think we got maybe a week's worth of nutrition, and it was more the biochemistry of fats, proteins, and carbohydrates, not really something that you can translate to everyday advice. You know, that's although I did take care of patients, and this was over in the Grinnell area, and they would say, oh, I just, you know, I talked about their diet and weight loss and their diabetes, and they'd say, I just have to get back on a Doc Mapplethorpe diet and I'll be fine. And so I was taking care of Dr. Mapplethorpe. He was in his 90s. And I said, hey, patients say that, and what is it? And he would tell them to eat a bowl of oatmeal in the morning, eat a TV dinner at noon, and a TV dinner at supper, and nothing else. And I thought, wow, that's pretty, it's basically portion control, right? You know, I think portion control is part of it.
Definitely.
Understanding what a large portion is.
That's a great thing with the meal replacements. 4 meal replacements in a day give them 100% of the vitamins and minerals that are kind of required, so they don't need to supplement with an extra multivitamin or feel like they're lacking anything. But in New Directions, we really emphasize that, like, portion control, but making sure you're getting those nutrient-dense foods, not just the calorie-dense foods.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I went to there was a conference last spring that it was focused on obesity one day. Mm-hmm. It was through the Medical Society. And they talk about processed foods. Mm-hmm. And since then, I made an attempt to eat unprocessed foods, meaning I can recognize what it is. Oh, that's chicken. That's, you know, an orange, et cetera. And I don't know if I've lost any weight, but I certainly feel better not having high processed foods.
Yeah.
But they're everywhere.
Everywhere.
And they're so convenient.
Yeah.
It's just hard. And they're, I would say to eat healthy, you have to put more work into it and maybe spend a little bit more money on what you're eating.
I don't do a lot of grocery shopping. Hopefully my wife's not watching. But I've heard other patients say that, and other experts, that it's really expensive to eat healthy. How true is that? And do you learn any skills to avoid that? Now, everything's expensive right now with inflation, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But what are the skills that you teach them to not be a victim of advertising when they go to the grocery store?
Absolutely. So companies know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
They know what words to put on there, how to jack the price up and make us think that we're getting something healthy, better for ourselves, but it might not be. So we really talk about nutrition label reading, how to, you know, read through those different words and marketing ploys. A couple weeks ago, we had a class called The Claim Game, like which claims on products are actually real and what is just kind of phony and there to jack up the price. In comparison to like healthy diet price versus not so healthy diet price, I think it matters what you were eating before. Were you eating fast food all the time? Because that adds up pretty quick. If you look at your budget for fast food, if you take that out, that can cut out a lot of cost. But we kind of tell people, like, you don't have to get the name brand. Buy things when they're on sale. And just kind of be conscious about what you're buying. You can make healthy eating expensive, but you can also make it budget friendly.
It's outstanding. And some of those skill sets are taught.
Absolutely.
That's really good. Yeah, I worked in research for a large company. I won't name them. But they make cereal and they make other treats. Yeah. And but I worked in research and we would have lectures by marketing. And yes, they know what they're doing. They mm-hmm. they know how they position things mm-hmm. and whether or not light is spelled L-I-T-E versus L-I-G-H-T. Those mean different things. Mm-hmm. It's really fascinating.
Yeah.
And kind of like shocking in a way, mm-hmm. right? You know, mm-hmm. that they're doing that, but yeah. you know, that's their specialty. Nicole, how did you become a dietitian? I mean, what got you in there?
Yeah, so I knew I wanted a job working with people, and actually my mom suggested I job shadow a dietitian in high school, and I was like, yep, I think this is what I want to do. Through my education and internship experience, I really determined that I wanted to be on the outpatient side, kind of get that more meaningful connection, not just a quick in and out. Being able to see like that direct correlation between food and health, especially in diabetes, chronic kidney disease, is really impactful because you can see almost immediately the impact that food has on the body. And through my job, I'm able to help people with their weight management, but I get to help them improve their relationship with food. There's so much centered around food, so we want them to feel confident when they go out to eat, when they go to family functions, and just really be able to achieve their weight loss goals at the same time.
Well, that's outstanding. Helping people is always rewarding,
yeah.
wouldn't you say,
yeah.
Julie, in our careers.
Absolutely.
It has been. Well, Nicole, Julie, thank you for coming and joining me and informing our listeners about the Healthy Living Clinic. Once again, this was Nicole Lucas, a dietitian at the Healthy Living Clinic, and Julie Gasway, patient at the Healthy Living Clinic. To learn more, please visit unitypoint.org. Thank you for listening to Live Well Talk On. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe. And if you want to spread the word, please give us a 5-star review and tell your family, friends, neighbors, strangers about our podcast. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcast. Until next time, be well.